So my 28-year-old son, last year, year and a half ago, he's the oldest of my three kids. And all of my kids have grown up with these concepts. And I started off very methodically with them in helping them to understand that the way they think and the way they feel has an effect on their lives. And so he was the one that I could never get to travel. You know, he went to college for engineering, and great mathematician guy, and he scored really high in math on his SATs in high school. And I said to him, "Hey, Jace, what's the deal with math?" And he said, "It's the only thing in my life that makes sense." I said, "Okay, you stick with that." So he got accepted to all these different colleges, and I wanted him to go to this one college, university, that had a really great engineering program. But of course, he got accepted to University of California, Santa Barbara, which is one of the most beautiful campuses you'll ever see, you know? And so I said, "Okay, let's go." We went down there, we walked the campus, and of course there's surfboards and skateboards and bikinis and, you know, bicycles and, you know, everything's going on. It's frisbees. And I'm in the center of the, you know, the campus with him. He says, "Hey, Dad, come over here. I want to talk to you." Now I'm lobbying for the other university, so, you know, I'm holding all my aces and not showing anything. And he says, "Listen, I want you just for a moment to look around and just humor me and pretend like you're 18 years old. And then tell me what you would do." And I said, "Okay, here's the deal. Let's cut a deal right on the spot. You get a 3.5 grade point average in this school. I'll fund the whole project. The moment you drop below it, you're on your own. Do we have a deal?" Of course, he graduated, you know, summa cum laude, and had a great time there, and had a lot of fun at the same time. And I found out that there's more Nobel Prize laureates that teach at the University of California, Santa Barbara, than any university or college in the United States, because everybody wants to retire in Santa Barbara. So anyway, he goes through 4 years of college, you know, and he's just driven. Driven. My daughter, you know, she goes to Europe, you know, she does her whole thing. You know, my other son, you know, he's doing his thing. But this guy's driven. He's just driven. And so when he finishes college, I say, "Buddy, why don't you take a gap year and just travel a little bit, go to Buenos Aires, do something different, you know?" No, I got an offer for a great job. I'm going to take this job and I'm just going to do it." So I said, "Okay, do the job." So he gets a great contracting job working for this company that's designing optics for the military, infrared cameras. And so he's designing the goggles for the Navy SEALs, and then he's doing an infrared camera for a battleship, and he's got all this top security, and I'm saying to him, "Jace, just tell me something." "I can't, Dad. Come on, have a martini with me and come talk." "No, I can't tell you anything." So then his contract ends, and he says, "I don't see a lot of room for growth at the pace that I want to grow in this company." So he left Santa Barbara and he moved to San Diego, and he worked for a startup as the managing engineer, and took this company to a certain point. And then he said to me, "I can predict everything that's going to happen here, and I'm losing a little bit of respect for the management and the CEO, and I'm going to do something really out of the box. I have saved a lot of money. I'm just going to close everything down and put everything in storage, and I'm going to travel." And I went, "Thank God." He may find out that California is not the only culture in the world, if you call that a culture. So anyway, he packs up his surfboard. He's a big wave surfer. And he heads to Indonesia. And he goes to all the islands, Borobudur and Java, and he goes to all the Sutra, and he goes to all the different places. And some of the smaller islands, and lands a job. Someone offers a job to be a surfing instructor. So he does that for a month on this beach, you know. And then he backs up and he goes to Perth. And then after Perth, he goes back to Bali. And then from Bali, he heads over to Sydney. And then from Sydney, he goes to New Zealand. And now he's in love with New Zealand. I mean, it's just, he just loves the country. But it's been now like over 5 months, and he's in New Zealand. And he calls me up and he says, "Hey, Dad, I'm going home really soon in a month or two, and I got to start thinking about what I want to do. when I get back there. And I said, okay, what do you want to work on? He says, well, I want to create a new job. And I said, okay, I want you to take out a pen right now and write the letter J down. And that J is going to represent a job for you. That's the symbol that you're going to associate with the job. Are you with me still?
Yeah.
And then I say, now, let's get clear on the type of job you want, Jace, specifically. And he says, I want to make the same amount of money that I was making or more. I want to work for myself and have my own company. And I want to contract contracts for 6 months to a year. Are you with me still? I want to work from anywhere in the world. Now, this is what I love about him. And I got to love what I do. I don't want to do anything if I don't believe in it. I don't want to do anything if I'm not inspired about it. I got to have a reason to wake up in the morning. And I said to him, so then when you think of this letter, it represents all of these things because now you know what it means. He said, exactly. So I said, now you have a bunch of sub-intentions, sponsoring thoughts to understand.
I just want to pause it right here because notice the squiggly lines around the J. That's his energy. That's okay. An energetic field around the J. Okay? Sorry, I'll go ahead and
understand
start.
Your main intention, which is to have a job that represents all of these things. So now he's clear in his intention. Yes or no?
Yes.
So then I say to him, okay, Jace. His name is Jace, J-A-C-E. I say, Jace, okay, I want you to write down some of the emotions you would feel, will feel when it happens. And he says, empowered, free, inspired, gratitude. Right? And of course, he and I share this favorite, a love for life. So I say to him, so that's what you'll feel when it happens. He said, absolutely. So then I said to him, close your eyes. And I said to him, can you bring up those emotions on your own right now? He said, give me a minute. He started working himself up into those emotions. And then I said to him, can you, while you create that state, hold on to that symbol in your mind and broadcast the whole new electromagnetic signature into the field? And if you understand that the longer that your consciousness lingers in that energy, the more you're drawing your future to you, can you just linger there for a period of time? I said, you know, because when there's a vibrational match between your energy and that future potential, you should have experiences equal to your energy. And I said, when you're in that state of being, is it possible, Jace, for you to think about the things you're going to do, the experiences you're going to have, the choices you're going to make, and how they'll feel? He said, yeah, I can see myself managing my own team. I can see myself working in a place that I love. I can see myself having time off to do what I love to do. Great. So when you change your state of being, I want you to prime your brain and body by thinking about those choices, those behaviors, those experiences that await you, and how they'll feel. And I want you to prime your brain and body to look like that future has already happened every day. Live in that future in the present moment and invest your energy into your future, but instead of into a known, invest it into an unknown. And just like your body follows your mind to the toilet every morning, to the known, your body is going to follow your mind to the unknown. Are you with me still? So he says, and he knows, and he says, okay. And I say, you got a lot of time on your hands. You're basically hanging out, drinking beer, and surfing. So you can't give me an excuse that there's not enough time. will you commit to doing this? And he said, yeah. So 3 weeks goes by. He's in New Zealand, almost 4 weeks, and he's doing it every day. And then he was going to go back to Los Angeles, but he's hooked up with some friends of mine from Melbourne, and he went to Melbourne and spent almost a month in Melbourne in Australia. And then he flew back to the United States. And when he landed in Los Angeles, the moment he landed, he called me up. He texted me first, and he said, Dad, I'm back in the U.S. Call me. So I call him up, and we're talking, and how's your flight? Of course, you know, that's a long flight. And I said, you know, make sure you take care of yourself. Coming this way is a little bit more challenging. And he said, you know, I've been thinking, I've run out of money. Now, the father in me wanted to say, hey, buddy, I'll help you out. I'll spot you, whatever. But I knew that he was on the fringe there. And I said, oh, this is a great time for you to get serious and create. Let me know what happens. Chink. I throw him out into the unknown. So he rents a car, and he drives all the way down to San Diego. And he goes snowboarding every single year with all of his buddies from college. And they go to either, you know, Utah or Colorado or the Sierras. And so they were going just to Mammoth, which is, you know, a couple hours away from Santa Barbara. So he drove all the way up to Santa Barbara, met his buddies, all his college roommates. They went snowboarding for 4 days. And when he came back, he landed in Santa Barbara, where he went to school and saw all his friends. And he was getting ready to leave, and he just went into this surf shop to look for this particular thing. And he bumps into the top designer of the toppest, best fins for surfboards. And they have this little conversation. And this guy is looking for an engineer that he wants the contract for 6 months to a year. He can make his own hours, work wherever he wants. He offers him right on the spot more money than he's currently getting. And he loves to surf. Are you with me still? Yeah. Now, he didn't have to go anywhere to get that. You understand? It came to him, and he's revolutionizing the industry right now. And he calls me up all the time or texts me, and he says, I cannot believe they pay me to do what I love to do so much. How many people understand? Yeah. Turn to the person next to you and explain.